You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you. Greetings, family. This is your host, Pat Randall, on Declaring the Finished Work. This is the second Thursday of our calendar year, January 2022. Amen. And what I have discovered is that once you've been here for a while on this planet, you begin to realize that those calendar years are measurements that we needed to use within this system that we have developed. So whatever system we've developed, we've need certain measuring instruments to go along with that system. And it's not a God system. It's a man-made system. And it's learning to live within that man-made system, because we're here on this planet and there's systems all over the place, different forms of government, different forms of doing business, different forms of religion. It's just constructs that we have come up with in order to control our lives, because we still have yet to let go and let God. We still have yet to learn what it truly means to walk by the Spirit, to just allow the Holy Spirit to be totally in charge, and that we stay in a place of openness so that we're always hearing what the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, revealing to us, and directing us. I'm going to pray now before I get further into what I want to share today. And I won't be here long. I just want to share a few thoughts. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you because you are my breath. It is in you that I live, move, and have my being. And I thank you. I thank you for an opportunity to be able to come on internet radio and be able to share and to commune with others who are seeking to grow in their knowledge and their understanding of who Christ Jesus is and what that all meant. God appearing here on this planet for us in a tangible form, amen, and expressing to us a new way of living, a new way of seeing, a new way of feeling, just a whole new creation, as the scripture said, that we are new creation, in the fact that we died with him on that cross. We were buried with him. and we were raised with him as a new creation, and discovering what all of that wonder means for our lives. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you do. You are the comforter. You are the peace giver. You are the teacher. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, for coming into the world, making the Word flesh, and living among us. And now we are blessed to be aware that we're never separated from you, that you've never left us, never, ever. We left you, but you never left us. And we thank you for connecting with this truth, and we just bless your name. And it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I find myself, my prayers evolve into some sort of conversation. You know, your prayers change, and they should change. Your conversation should change that you're having with the Lord. But today, anyway, I want to talk about light and darkness. The scriptures tell us that we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Matthew 6, 22 through 23. It reads, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy," and it's not talking about your natural eye, it's talking about your spiritual eye. It's talking about the eye of the consciousness, the eye of your soul. "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light." That statement alone, just think about that. If your eye is healthy, if your perspective is healthy, if your consciousness is healthy, if your emotions are healthy and your thought life is healthy, your heart is healthy, it says your whole body, your entire being will be full of light. The scripture goes on to say, "But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" What I want to say to you today is, be more concerned about whether there is darkness in you than the darkness outside of you. That's more important, that you are not allowing a darkness to grow inside of you based on the darkness you see outside of you. Because once the darkness begins to permeate inside of you, it is described as a great darkness. So it's not a small matter. And we have seen the lives of people who have been so consumed with the lust of the flesh and greed and selfishness that causes a great darkness, and they are not able to even see the world rightly. They're not even able to see themselves rightly. They're not even able to see other people rightly, because everything that they're doing is in this darkness. So we want to keep our eyes healthy. We want to stay in that place that it is Christ in me that is my hope of glory. In order for me to be in this world and not of this world, I have to maintain a healthy eye. so that I am seeing rightly. And what is this seeing rightly? It's seeing with the mind of Christ. And you have the mind of Christ. You just have to let go of the control and know that the Holy Spirit is in you doing a work, because the work that he began in you, he is going to faithfully complete it. He is going to perfect those things about you. You are not in charge of your growth. What you are in charge of is having faith, believing that what he has said about you and about life is true. It's the truth, that the demonstration of how Jesus lived his life when he came as the Son of God manifested in flesh was to show us how to live this life in flesh, being clothed in flesh. And he has expressed to us that the Father has loved us the same as he has loved him. He has expressed that we are now, and we've always been, one with the Father. And he came to tell us that we are no longer lost if we can see him. You always want to see Jesus. You want to see Jesus in the earth. You want to see the Spirit of Christ in others, even if they're not demonstrating it, but recognizing that it is present, that the Spirit of God is present, that Jesus came to redeem the world, not to redeem some of us. He has redeemed the world. And some of us are still sleeping. But if you are light, you can bring light into that darkness of another person's life. It's all about relationship. Relationship with each other. We will be known by our love for one another. That's how they will know that we are followers of Christ. That is how they will be able to see the good works of the Father. It is how they will be able to see that they've been loved with such a perfect love. And that perfect love will just drive out all kinds of fear. So we want to start off, if you want to look at it as if you're starting a new year, then look at it as starting a new perspective. How you're seeing things, that perspective, and allowing the Holy Spirit, submitting to the Holy Spirit when he's showing you a different way to see a person, to see a circumstance. Humble yourself. Don't allow your ego to dictate how you will see and how you will respond. It is subject, your ego is subject to the Spirit, not the other way around. This year, I started this earthly calendar with no New Year's resolutions. I am continuing on a journey. I'm continuing to press toward that mark of this high calling that's in Christ Jesus. I want to continue to grow in my knowledge and understanding of the Lord. Be blessed today. Know that you're all right, that you're in his hands, that he began this work, that it really is all about him. Trust that he will do this thing for you in this year as you continue to humble yourself and submit to what he's doing in your life. Let go of eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We cannot even begin to understand good and evil. But the wisdom of God is all that we need. Father, I thank you for your wisdom and that you give it to us liberally, that you answer when we ask, that when we knock on that door, that you will open it. I thank you that as we move through the earth, that we continue to not judge each other by the flesh, but by the Spirit, that we grow in this perfect love that you are expressing towards us and in us, and just allow it to be a river of life flowing in us and flowing out of us. So we thank you. We thank you for coming for us right in the midst of our stuff. You showed up. And we thank you for your faithfulness, that you are faithful even when we're faithless. And we praise and glorify your name this day. In Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. So thank you for joining me today and communing with me. Whenever you listen to it is today, because now is all there is. Amen. In fact, Pastor Paul has started his New Year messages off with talking about now and understanding the power of now and being present now. Amen. Amen. So Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, let's see, where are we in the schedule? Oh, yes. And on Monday, the 17th, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the Adoration broadcast with my friend Mac, Evangelist Mac. Amen. And be blessed as you just take part and he shares his spiritual journey with you as we continue to break bread with one another, knowing that iron sharpens iron. And so we are expected to see sparks flying this year as we continue to sharpen one another, love one another, knowing also that like no one has arrived. No one has arrived. And if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, then that means you're a servant. No one is greater than the master, and he came to serve. Amen. God bless you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.